This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's what I don't want you. I do not want you to give up. As one of our smarter players in the chat room, at this point he says that at this point our system is completely corrupt and broken. A fix may be beyond the realm of improvement. It may take a complete and literal government overhaul. I agree with you. But do we have the people to make it happen? That would be my question. It was one of the conversations I had this week. You know, again, I'm going to pick for a minute on my Christian brothers and sisters, okay? We're doing a biblical citizenship class. They're being done all over the place now. People have ginned up, and they want to know more. They want to know what their rights are. They want to know what they can do and can't do. But it's great to know what you can do and can't do, but are you willing to do something with it? Right? No, give it some real thought. Are you willing? Are you actually willing to do something with it? You've got this information. You know what your rights are. And now the question of the hour. What are you willing to give up for it? Right? What are you willing to give up? What? I can't tell you how often I hear somebody say, oh, I live in that town. I work in that town. I can't. Well, if you can't do it, if somebody's not going to step up and do it, and the majority is not going to step up and do it, nothing's going to change. You're still going to have a problem. And none of this stuff is going to change. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, it's just like right now, you've got the government hiding thousands and thousands of hour of footage on January 6th. Right? You got the DOJ on board with them. You got judges that are on board with it. How do you change it? You've got to get noisy. You have to have more conservative attorneys stepping up and willing to jump in and do something. You know, seriously. Now, again, I've gone round and round with Rick Green. God bless him. And he's got me convinced that maybe, just maybe, if we move fast enough, we can actually get a convention of states going and actually, truly, honestly, make a change. If we wait too long, though, we're going to lose. Big time lose. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, I never really went through this whole story, and I want to go through part of it. I've got retired Major General Paul Valley joining us here in a few minutes. Always enjoy his time with me. The school board decided to cancel holidays, removes all the names from the calendar to be more inclusive. And the funny thing about that is, how does that become more inclusive when you wipe everybody else out? Who's included? I mean, the amount of young kids who don't believe in some of these holidays or don't have a faith is very, very minor. So why are we making these changes for them? Why aren't we teaching them that other people are going to think differently than they do? Other people are going to do things differently than they do. Get over yourself. And the latest effort by a progressive left school board, well, aren't a lot of them are, a New Jersey public school will remove the names of all holidays in order to be more inclusive. Some of you who live around or in that area, Randolph Township Board of Education will now call holidays days off. Hey, happy days off. Can we at least have some kind of identifier? Happy winter days off. Happy spring days off. What do you think? The holidays that they're talking about mostly because, you know, they don't want anyone to have hurt feelings. Now, I don't know about you, but seriously, if you have hurt feelings over somebody else having a holiday that you don't have, you need the help. Not everybody else. Holidays including Thanksgiving, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Christmas will be stripped from the calendar. Come on. I don't think really it's the board's responsibility to be naming these holidays. Well, either take them off or just adopt whatever the federal and state governments are doing. That's according to board member Ronald Conti. He's right. Look, it's not the school board's job to sit there and take care of and deal with every little social justice issue. When it comes to the holidays, yeah, take on the federal government and the state government's holiday calendar, you'd be fine. They can take it up with them. Now, one of the things that some of you might have heard me say, if you were listening, the board claimed that they made a decision to remove the holiday names that's receiving, oh my God, feedback from the community. That these had to go. But as of Monday, because there was a petition put around, they had almost 2,500 people who signed it. But they weren't signing to bring the holidays back. No, they were signing to get rid of the superintendent and the board. Now, Jen Faino is one of the board members, and all of the Board of Education have disgraced our community, clearly do not have the best interests of our children. If anything they do, they petition the states, they represent everything that is wrong in education today. I agree. I agree. If the teachers, the administrators and staff would stop spending so much time worrying about, you know, colors, ethnicities, religious beliefs, and hurting the 25 kids out of 2,000 kids. If they would just do their job, stick to educating children, we would all be so much better off. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back with Major General Paul Vallely in just a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing, if you would. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, I would say the same thing to you. A lot of times we're, you know, listening to news, watching news, reacting to the latest tweet, if you would. But there's so much going on overseas. There's so much going on in the Middle East that we're not paying attention to. And there are things happening there. But I have no clue as to what those are, so I bring on people who do have a clue. Retired Major General Paul Vallely joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate and value his time with us. General, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure.
All right, so let's just have some fun with this. The I think it's the G7 Geriatric Summit more than anything
G7.
Else, if you look at those people.
G7, yeah. All the retreads from Europe.
Oh, and they were all fawning over Joe and loving on Joe, and
yes.
And the media here in this country going, now look, he's restored our relationships Well, technically, with all the globalists, and that's not what we want to be, is it?
No, exactly not. They love it. They love it. And he continues to make a fool of himself every day. The press conference today was unbelievable. I can't believe how incoherent he was.
Not just incoherent, but the other day he was actually, for long pauses, you could tell he was fighting to try to figure out, what was I saying? What were they asking? Matter of fact, look it up, like, where am I? You know, I mean, in all sincerity, I mean, what they're doing to this guy is a sin. Really bad, don't you think?
Yeah, it is sad for America and sad that we put this gentleman in office. I mean, it's a total embarrassment. Of course, the media, you know, CNN and MSNBC and NBC, they're going to go, oh, Joe, what a great job he's doing. They all love him over there.
They are. Yeah.
And it's just a total embarrassment.
Yeah. And the thing with Putin, you and I were talking during the break, and I said to you, I said, you know as well as I do, the reason they're not publicizing that is because, you know, Putin will have his lunch and make him look like a total buffoon.
No, that's exactly right. That's why they won't have a press conference before or even after Putin meets with Biden. Putin's a very smart guy. Biden called him a liar, a murderer. Just a murderer. Yeah. And Putin, if he calls him on that, says, really, you called me a murderer. Now, do you still believe that? Before we have a relationship and talk, I want you to apologize to me. If I was Putin, that's what I would demand. I want an apology.
You
called me an assassin.
I'm with you. I think you're exactly right. You know, so let me just, you know, some of the questions have been thrown at me is China versus Russia, which one is really our enemy, our biggest enemy?
Right. No, it's a great question, and we've examined that at our foundation, the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. Certainly China is the enemy. There's no doubt about that. With what they've done with the COVID-19 virus out of the Wuhan laboratories, their continued desire to dominate the entire world, and not only militarily, but financially, economically. They have said that. Members of the Communist Party have stated that, and that's what their aim is. That's their mission. And replace America as the dominant power. But we're not going to sit back and take that anymore. I want our Defense Department to really be prepared for what's going to happen in the future, and I'm not confident that they are prepared.
Well, do they believe it's even going to happen? How about that for a question?
Well, they examine the threat out there, the Defense Intelligence Agency. Surely they do, but we have so many 3- and 4-star generals and admirals that have bought into this woke critical race theory, teaching it to our troops, trying to purge the military, what they call right-wing extremists, which there's no proof of that in the military whatsoever.
What they mean by that are true patriots, right? People who believe in the Constitution more than they do their generals and admirals.
No, that's exactly right. So, but I have an initiative I'm working on in two areas: is the Alliance of the Free States, and then also tasking the Defense Department to come up with a plan to neutralize the cartels, which have caused more deaths in America than all the military action in the Far East. A lot of people don't realize that. Not the Far East, but the Middle East.
Wow. Yeah, again, when I think about that stuff, people aren't paying attention to the little things that are going on. And, you know, they're worried about... Now, when you talk about threats to us, or what I've told some people, is when you talk about threats to us, it'd be China building up their military strength. They can easily upset our food chain. They can easily, you know, they, as far as workmanship and you know, I saw an article today that said that we had taken manufacturing back from China. I'm thinking, how much dope do you have to smoke to believe that? We have not done that. You know, they're into our medicine, they're into our education. To me, that's a bigger threat than the hacking that the Russia can do to us, isn't it?
No, it absolutely is. And as I said, members of the Chinese Party are on record of saying that. that we aim to be the dominant power in the world, financially and militarily. And I've often cautioned people to try to establish that Russia's a threat. Russia's really not a threat. They don't want a war. They've been through too much. And Putin is far too smart to ever try to start a war again.
But and the money isn't the there, Chinese, general, is it? They don't
no,
have the budget
not.
For
that's
it.
That's right. No, you know? That's exactly right.
Yeah, I think
so we have to look at the two major threats, or the three major threats, are the Democratic Socialist Party, the cartels, and the Chinese.
Is that funny? It truly is the cartels, and it is the Democrats not feeling like we need any security at the border, because everything there is fine. I don't know if you heard that. Everything's good at the border. We don't really have the crisis that the right is saying it is. And I agree with you. From what you've taught me and from what I've read, Russia is not really a threat to us. I mean, other than the hacking they do and stuff like that, that we probably, maybe I'm overreaching here, but we probably could easily challenge, but we don't for whatever reason. But China's the one, and North Korea's not far behind, are they? North Korea and Iran are also thorns in our side.
Well, they're the stepchild of China, and of course they bow to what China wants. But we're prepared in the Far East, but I'm just not confident of our generals and admirals today. I'm not confident the commander in chief, if really gets down to, say, for an example, an attack on Taiwan, what will we do?
Ooh, that's right, Joe. I forgot about them, but I forgot to ask you about them. We'll deal with some more of this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with the general in just a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal judge has blocked an executive order from President Biden that had suspended new oil and gas leases on federal land and water. U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty's ruling applies nationwide and is a preliminary injunction against the order, pending further arguments in the case. In his ruling, Doughty wrote that the administration didn't provide a rational explanation for canceling the leases. And Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Force says it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City early Wednesday morning, The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire on May 21st. There were no immediate reports of injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I like to say, do something more than nothing, and I mean that sincerely. You really got to get engaged. And do me a favor, will you? Get informed, because, you know, my biggest pet peeve is when you guys take your last tweet or last little bit of information, you run with it like it's gospel truth. It makes the rest of us look like fools, seriously. Make sure you check it out, make sure it's true, make sure it's accurate, and then run with it. And pick something that you're passionate about. If it's education, then either run for school board, support a school board member, do something. And Rand Paul hit a home run a few months ago when he said, look, forget the federal level, start taking back your local level. And he's so right. Take back the local level, we take back the kids. We educate the kids properly and the right way, and we'll get this country back. If you give up on them, you're done. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. Always love when he's on with me. It's just a world of wealth. And, General, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.
A wealth of knowledge, not a world of wealth. My God. Again, a bunch of Joe-isms here. So we were before the break, we were talking about Middle East, Taiwan, and you and I were talking a couple of months ago, and I was saying, you know, it looked like China was just poking us more and more and more. And it used to be the Russians, and now you've got China getting close to our, you know, our aircraft. You got China getting close to our ships at sea. They are really testing us to see what Joe will allow and won't he allow, won't he?
Well, no, they constantly test us, and of course we test them, and the Russians test us, and we test up in the Baltic area. You know, it's what superpowers do. But China's on full throttle. Their new space program to actually arm satellites once they launch them. And
wow.
The satellite then can launch a electromagnetic pulse nuclear bomb anywhere in the world. And we have that technology, too, and the Russians are working on it. So the domination on the strength of the leadership in China totally dominates what's going on right now.
Wow.
And totally dominating America. And that's why we have to stand tall at the local level. You know, everybody's saying, well, we got to wait for the 2022 elections, 2024. But we have to stand up now. There's too much going on at the local level with these school boards and what's happening and critical race theory and trying to rub out all of our history. Parents, all I can say is stand up every day and do not tolerate these school board members and others in the educational system because they work for us, not for that.
No. No, and you know what? Don't be afraid to tell them that. I'm seeing more and more of these parents. You're seeing the videos. These parents that are stepping up, you know, I mean, seriously.
Yep.
You need to support these people. You need to be there. I don't know. I got some heat from my own board members because I've been posting those videos and saying, look, we need more parents like this. We need more parents to come up and let us know that what we're doing, right or wrong, let us know what's going on. Let us know what you want us to do. You know?
Well, we're going to change America at the local level. There's no doubt about that. We have strong leaders and governors now, like in Montana and Greg Gianforte. We have DeSantis in Florida. We have Greg Abbott. We have Kristi Noem in South Dakota. We have the governor in Idaho. So there are some Americans and great leaders now at the governor level of what we call not the red states anymore, but the free states. So it's the alliance of the free, 23 now, there are 23 free states that are standing up and challenging the federal government and using the nullification part of the Constitution to challenge any federal law and nullify it if it's against the Constitution.
Well, I think that's great. I mean that sincerely. I think it's great about these guys starting to step up, starting to realize that they have more power than they've ever taken before. And, you know, General, let's be honest about this. Part of that is these guys have no clues to what the Constitution says, none whatsoever. How they put their hand on a Bible, or they don't even do that anymore because they probably burn their hand off, but how they swear to uphold the Constitution when they have no clues to what it even says is beyond me.
They don't stand by it.
No, they don't even. They couldn't even read it to save their lives. I mean, seriously, it is truly amazing to me. All right, what are the chances? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but you got a lot of friends. What do you think the real chances of China going in and trying to take Taiwan?
That's their objective. It's been for decades. Now that they're dominant in that area. The Far East area, they certainly want to use that as their next target after Hong Kong. But they also realize they have some very strong opposition. You have fine armies. Some of the finest armies in the world are South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan. But you also have India, Thailand, and Vietnam that are not pro-Chinese. So they have a lot of the Far East people and citizens over there, these other countries, and leadership that don't back the People's Republic of China.
Yeah.
They only have North Korea. That's it. Nobody else.
And they
understand that.
Yeah, hasn't got much going on there. But it's funny you said, you know, Japan has a great fighting force as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And they would, I mean, I just, you know, General, I got a lot of people asking.
South Korea is one of the top five armies in the world. Much
really?
Stronger than any of the European armies. Absolutely.
Interesting. Are you, you know, I've heard that their government has been, as of late, leaning left. Do you find that as a bit of a concern or not?
Well, they know they don't want to go to communism, that's for sure. I'm not sure what left means over there in Korea. I haven't been over there in a while. All
true,
I
right?
know is their generals are standing tall over there. And we still have 26,000 troops in South Korea. We've got a Marine division over there. We've got two aircraft carrier groups in the Pacific there. One aircraft carrier group has more firepower than 80% of the countries of the world.
And the Iran is back in business now, too.
Aircraft carrier group.
Right?
Iraq is, big time. And you can see with the support of Hamas and Hezbollah and the recent action for the Palestinians in Gaza and in Israel. But Israel's on top of things. They have a brand new prime minister now, and so we'll have to see how things work out there with their new prime minister, Netanyahu, after 12 years now, is out of power. They have a new prime minister.
I have read that their new prime minister is a is a bit on the liberal side, less willing to engage than Netanyahu was. I mean, are you aware one way or the other?
I don't think he is. I think he's very strong.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
No, they need to be there, and they need to be willing to fight back. But they also
You'll find them very strong.
They need to trust us. I'm not so sure that our allies can trust us right now. Look at who's who's in control of our White House.
How can they trust us? Would you trust America under Joe Biden?
No, not at all. Not to provide
Kamala Harris
for my country. Seriously,
Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
She's brain dead.
Listen, she was our AG. We rejected her. She couldn't win in her own home state. You knew this was... When he picked her, you knew this was a setup. You knew something else was going on, and there's somebody in the background pulling these strings right now. There's no question in my mind. I think Obama's got a big hand in it, but I have no proof on that.
Let me tell you what the chain of command is. It's Obama to Susan Rice, who's in the executive office building right next to the White House, conducting domestic policy. We know this from the intelligence I'm getting. Susan Rice controls everything that's going on in the White House, and it's all directed by Obama, who lives 2 miles away.
Wow. Well, he got his third term.
Yes, he did.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
American people, you handed it to Obama and Joe Biden. There you go.
I can't believe that we got sucked into this. I can't believe, and I'm going to sound really naive, and I don't mean to be, but I can't believe that all these people hate us. They're in the White House. American citizens hate us so much that they're willing to sell us out to China and Russia and so forth. And I'm going to keep you on for a couple more minutes after the break. And Joe Mancini,
your
host.
Sounds good.
Don't go far, guys.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And let me just bring him back on again. I got so much I want to talk about, so much I want to get to. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me as he does from time to time. And Major, you know, A, thank you for your service. I so much appreciate what you've done for this country. I continue to do for this country, actually. And why don't you tell people about your organization, how they can help you?
Well, Stand Up America was formed in 2005 by Admiral Lyons and General McInerney and myself, really to stand by the Constitution and stand by what America needs to remain strong for future generations, just as our veterans had done in World War II, that we carry on to stand up for America against all adversaries, foreign or domestic, and our oath at West Point.
An oath that you took seriously.
The honor code.
Yeah.
We do not lie, cheat, or steal.
Amazing.
Think about that, for example. Yeah, that was our code.
I don't think you could get away with saying that, too, wouldn't they? They would throw you out, wouldn't they?
Yeah. How about a members of Congress do not lie, cheat, or steal? But anyhow, no, it's all about standing up for our country and what we've gone through and where we're at right now. And we have domestic enemies, we have foreign enemies, and we got to stand strong now. We got to stand together.
Yeah.
But it's got to be done at the local level. You got to do it down at the cities and the counties and the towns and stand up. Don't let these people tear away our history. Tear away the education programs. Get back to arithmetic. English, science, and what makes America great. Get away from all these social programs and innuendos that completely distort the mind of our young. You know, teaching masturbation in grade school. I mean, I hear all sorts of things that are going on. Why are we allowing this? So every parent, stand up and do your job and stand up to protect America. That's what I'm asking.
Amen. No, no. Listen, I try to get people off their butts because I do get those. I see what's there. And you're right. They're teaching them how to pleasure themselves, teaching them how to have sex. I mean, they actually have illustrations with same-sex couples. They have illustrations with, you know, heterosexual couples. And I'm going, why does this need to be taught in grade school? I'm kind of confused as to why. The only thing you're trying to do is to take these kids over. That's what it's all about.
It's horrible. Dominate their mind, change their minds, indoctrination, just like the Chinese and like the communists do. They indoctrinate you.
You know, one of the questions in the chat room is, how long can China do? Do they have an economy that can support them, you know, coming after us, building the military, this kind of thing?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
Just go to Costco and some of these other stores. See, everything is still made in China.
Look at
their domination in the high-tech area now.
Yeah.
Look at their infiltration into Facebook, Twitter, and all these, companies in Silicon Valley. Totally infiltrated.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. And it's not going to stop there. They're going to keep going. I mean, they're buying
the NBA,
property.
How about the National Basketball Association?
Yeah, they own them.
There's a good example. Yeah.
Yep. In totality, you know, I had read the past years and hadn't given it much thought because, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But, you know, I'm reading about how much the American economy, how much merchandising goes on in China. What truly, what those sports bring to China when it comes to how much money is coming in. And I didn't realize how deep it was until this started happening. When you saw that the NBA, they wouldn't come out against China. You saw the football. Now, what was interesting is that baseball is bigger in Japan than it is in China. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know, our pastime, quite interesting, you know, that it's there. But anyhow, and somehow MLB has been able to keep their nose clean for the moment. We'll see what happens as time goes on. But why we're so afraid of China, I still don't get it. But the Middle East is what bothers me. There's a lot of stuff going on in the Middle East that we're not paying attention to, isn't there?
Well, there is, but I'm not afraid of these.
Are they going to be...
I'm not afraid of them at all. If you stand up and be strong, we'll dominate them just like we have in the past.
Yep.
Just like we did in Korea. We'll dominate them because we believe in virtual, we believe in God, we believe in so many things that are contra to the Chinese Communist Party. We will beat them in the end.
That I agree with. I'm just amazed at how long we sat back and watched them build a military, watched them build these things, and really didn't engage. It didn't seem like we did. I don't see what goes on in the back end, but it doesn't seem like we really engaged. In the Middle East, do you think that those Arab nations that signed up for peace, that signed the Abraham Accords, will they hold it together? Will they fight strong?
Well, they're going to have to because they don't have the support of Biden, who doesn't believe in that, and, again, a very weak State Department now that is not going to be effective. It's sad that it's going to happen, but Saudi Arabia is stronger, Israel's stronger. They know the threat of Iran, and they will overcome that. But they see the American government now so liberal, so socialistic in their endeavors and everything, communism, that, again, they see us as a very weak prey right now. And you know what predators do again. So, again, who's really terrorizing Americans? That's the question. And we can't let ourselves be terrorized.
Actually, you know, you talk about domestic terrorism. Just look in the Congress. right? I mean, you look at people like Pelosi and others, and look at what they're doing to us. Look at what they're saying. Look at what Nadler, you know, is wanting to do now. And again, this is really scary to see the direction these people are going with no regard. The only God they want to talk about is themselves, really, if you think about it. Very scary.
Well, and you got to realize, Joe, the surveillance of Americans right now by the FBI.
Yeah. I know, right?
January 6th, I mean, they're looking down the throats of everybody right now. The surveillance, be aware, you're being surveilled everywhere right now.
I'm sure, as a true American... Yeah, with artificial intelligence and such, I am sure that there are keywords that are put into that. They're picking up conversations as they happen. I don't see them stopping at any of that. Who's going to get in their way? Who has gotten in their way, really?
Well, you look at Merrick Garland, Attorney General, is a very left-wing guy. He, what's happening in our Defense Department within the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, and Biden ignores all these real dangers to Americans. He doesn't understand it. Kamala understands nothing.
No. Well, she doesn't have a giggle. Did you notice that?
Chuck Schumer understands nothing. Americans, wake up. Look at these people.
Well, look at the Christian/Catholics that put Joey Biden in, even though knowing what he was all about. Now you got the Jews that voted for him because they didn't like the way Trump talked. But, you know, look at what he's done to Israel. Look at what he's done to not support the Jewish community as a whole. And you're right about Kamala Harris. And there's nothing going on there.
And the American Jews still overwhelmingly vote Democrat. They better wise up.
Yeah,
they better get smart.
They're in. All right, gentlemen, before we run out of time, quickly tell people, how do they help you again? How do they help your organization?
Well, they can go to standupamericaus.org. You can support us there by donations. We've been around since 2005. We do a lot of analysis of what's going on in the world, primarily in the national security area. And we come up with studies that try to strengthen and stand by all the things that America is for, and that's the Constitution, and that's freedom, and it's not tyranny, it's not communism.
No, and people, you know, this is, I've been talking about this on the show, I'm sure the general's been talking about it longer than I have, but, you know, this is a war. Anything you want to call it, you can butter it up if you want to, but this is a war. And it truly is freedom against tyranny, freedom against communism. Jerry Nadler came out, I don't know if you heard this today, General, but he said, the recent reports that Trump DOJ spied on the former president and enemies raised serious constitutional separation of power concerns. We're going to immediately go into a formal investigation. I'm thinking to myself, where were they when Obama was doing this? Got caught red-handed doing it. And they have weaponized the DOJ like we haven't seen in decades, I think.
Well, one thing you'd keep in mind, Biden ignores all the real dangers to target Americans. He ignores everything in that regard.
Yep.
He's absolutely clueless of what he's doing there. And that's why I say Susan Rice is running everything based on what Obama tells her to do.
Yep. I agree with you. General, God bless. Thanks for being with me. Stay healthy, my friend. We'll have you back on in a few more weeks.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
Take it easy. Good night. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. You got me for the whole hour. So don't go far.